So, welcome to Chapter 3, where we will delve into areas of IT governance. Now, you may be wondering that as a student, why should you bother about governance? It's a very senior management job and things like that. The idea is, governance gets into a higher levels of management. But being aware of it and having detailed knowledge about it only helps us to enhance the reasons why governance, what are the challenge areas, and how does governance impact operation and vice versa. So let us go through this chapter. Following are the points that we'll cover. So we'll get into a brief introduction, basic definitions, looks at roles and responsibilities in governance, what is the organizational framework that is there, critical components of IT governance framework. Some we have already touched in previous chapter. Here we get into more details. Some of the major issues in respect of control aspects, the effectiveness of IT governance, importance of the audits, information security systems audits, and to summarize the whole thing. So obviously, in today's business landscape, IT holds a significant prominence in the whole thing. I mean, without IT today, business may not run. And this leads to rapid processing, storage, transfer of vast data volumes. Now, this power also introduces challenges, particularly in data security. Therefore, IT governance has become a crucial aspect of corporate governance. It involves leadership support, organizational structure, and a process to ensure that the IT sustains and extends business strategies and objectives. Effective IT governance, therefore, is a responsibility of board of director and executive management. Corporate governance. Now, as per Institute of Internal Auditors, governance is a combination of process and structures implemented by a board in order to inform, detect, manage, and monitor the activities of an organization towards achievement of an objective. IT governance, it is a structural process to implement and monitor long-term IT strategic goals so that the business objectives are met. So IT governance, as we discussed briefly before, refers to the framework and processes that ensures effective and responsible management of information technology within the organization. It involves aligning IT strategies first with overall business objectives, identifying risk and managing risk, and ensuring compliance with legal and regulatory requirements. The primary goal of IT governance is to optimize the use of technology to enhance business performance while minimizing potential risk and ensuring the responsible use of resources or an optimal use of resources. Now, key components of IT governance include establishing a decision-making structures, defining roles and responsibilities, implementing policies and procedures, and monitoring performance through metrics and audits. Therefore, a robust IT governance framework not only enhances the value of IT investment, but also fosters transparency, accountability, and trust between IT functions and the broader organizations. Some of the definitions you'll have to understand before getting into IT governance. The basic definition is risk. So what is risk? Now, risk is a combination of likelihood of any event and its corresponding impact to the organization. So based on organization definitions, risk can be defined as high, moderate, or low. Policies by design are mandatory to follow. Exposure factor. It is a percentage of loss of an asset in the event of an incident. Policies, it is a high-level management directives. Policies consist of purpose, scope, ownership, and revision cycles only. They are guiding principles that set tone for the organization as a whole. Now, policies can be fragmentized based on department functions, etc. Example, email policy, acceptable use policy, social media policy, etc. Procedure. Now, procedure is a step-by-step guide to accomplish a task. Procedures are expected to frequently change due to technology changes. Example, Windows hardening procedure, USB block procedure, etc. Guidelines. Now, guidelines are generally recommendations of good practices to be followed. They are not mandatory in nature. For example, guidelines for not storing any sensitive personal information, guidelines to shut down user computer every day as given as a guideline. Now, standards. Standards are generally industry benchmarks to strengthen IT environment and best practices. So, ISO 27001, ISO 2000, 20,000, ISO 9001, etc. are standards. Roles and responsibilities. Now, obviously, well-defined roles and responsibilities of the board and senior management are critical while implementing IT governance. It has to be discussed here that you have to have a clearly defined roles which enable effective project control. People, when they are aware of others' expectation from them, are able to complete work on time, within budget, and to the expected level of quality. Otherwise, if you're not sure of it, you go around the block and do everything but your work, and as a result of which, our business objectives are not met. So, in IT governance, following are the stakeholders broadly. One is the board of directors, IT strategy committee, CEOs, business executives, CIOs, IT steering committee, chief risk officer, and risk committee. So, what is the role and responsibilities of board of directors or IT strategy committee? So, board of directors or IT strategy committee approves the IT strategy and policy documents. It ensures that the management has put in effective strategic planning process in place. It ratifies that the business strategy is indeed aligned with the IT strategy. And it ensures that the IT organizational structure complements the business model and its direction. Monitoring the method of that management uses to determine that IT resources needed to achieve strategic goals, and it provides high-level direction for sourcing and use of IT resources. It becomes aware about exposure towards IT risk and controls and evaluating effectiveness of management control of IT risk. So this is the role of Board of Directors and the IT Governance Committee. Assessing senior management performance in implementing IT strategies. It issues a high-level policy guidance related to risk, funding, or sourcing task. Reviewing IT performance measurement and contribution to IT to business. Example, delivering the promised value. Roles and responsibilities of Risk Management Committee. So, promoting an enterprise risk management competence throughout the organization, including facilitating development of IT-related enterprise risk management expertise. It establishes a common risk management language that includes measures around likelihood and impact of all risk categories. What are the roles and responsibilities of executive management level? Among executives, the responsibility of senior executive in charge of IT operations or CIO is to ensure implementation of policies to operational level involving IT strategy, value delivery, risk management, IT resources, and performance management. What is the role and responsibility of IT steering committee? So, an IT steering committee needs to be created with representatives from IT, HR, legal, and business departments. The role of IT steering committee is to assist the executive management in implementing IT strategy that has been approved by the board. It includes prioritization of IT-enabled investment, reviewing the status of projects, including resource conflict, monitoring service levels and improvements, and IT service delivery and projects. The committee should focus on implementation, defining project priorities and assessing strategic fit for IT proposals, performing portfolio reviews for continuing strategic relevance, review, approving and funding initiative after assessing value addition to business process, balancing between investment for support and growth, ensuring that all critical projects have a component of project risk management. Sponsoring or assisting in governance, risk and control framework, and also directing and monitoring key IT governance process. The steering committee also defines the project success measures and it follows up to keep track or progress on the all the IT projects that are running across the organization so that they know when it will get over and when the value will start getting realized. Verifying compliance with technology standards and guidelines. So they set up a team which will do the IT information security check, IT audits, etc. Ensuring compliance to with the regulatory and statutory requirements. The IT steering committee also provides direction to the IT architecture design and ensuring that the IT architecture reflects the need for legislative and regulatory compliance, the ethical use of information and business continuity. Organizational framework. So with the expertise at broad level, the board level, IT strategy committee participates in board level for addressing IT governance in aligned with the corporate governance initiative. It advises on strategic IT direction and review IT investments on behalf of the board. Qualified and independent IT strategy committee sometimes is established with minimum of two directors, including one independent director. These committee members should possess technical competence with at least one member having substantial IT expertise. The committee chairman should be an independent director and the CEO should be part of the committee to align IT strategy with the business goals. Meetings should be held at appropriate frequency. What are the powers of IT strategy committee? Recommended powers include oversight function of IT steering committee, investigating relevant activities, seeking information from employees, obtaining outside legal or professional advice, and collaborating with other board committee and senior management on corporate and IT strategies. IT organizational structure. The IT organizational structure should match with the organization size, scale, and business nature. Broad areas include technology and development, IT operations, IT assurance, supplier resource management. Each division may be headed by an experienced senior official. Illustrative functions of divisions. Technology, it involves IT structure, strategic technology decisions, technology lifecycle management through leadership and technology research and prototype development. In the development side, it encompasses all IT development initiatives or projects, related budgets, project management, quality of outcome and testing solutions. IT operations encompasses IT operations with managing IT infrastructure, high availability, reliability of systems, managing outsourced IT operations and services. IT assurance functions, it includes quality, risk and compliance management initiatives within the IT verticals such as performance of conformance matrix, reports, dashboard. Critical components for IT governance framework are the governance framework for IT must be built on fundamental principles such as value delivery, IT risk management, IT resource management, including project management and performance management. A widely recognized international framework for effective IT control and risk management is COVID, which is issued by ITGI. COVID stands for Control Objectives for Information Technology, and ITGI stands for Information Technology Governance Institute. Now, IT governance operates in a continuous life cycle where IT strategy guides processes, utilizing the necessary resources to fulfill responsibilities. Now, due to the critical nature of IT, organization may choose to adopt industry accepted governance standards like COBIT or build up their own. Activities involved in IT governance for board and senior management includes understanding the role and impact of IT on the organization, assigning responsibilities, defining operational constraints, measuring performance, managing risk, and obtaining assurance. Before implementation, organizations should evaluate their activities, the scope of their operations, and the current level of IT leverage and controls in place. The organization IT governance policies and procedures are crucial for effective management. And these policies and procedures collectively ensure the effective IT governance and alignment with the corporate organization goals. Now, key points therefore includes comprehensive IT strategies and policies, Now, this covers hardware, network architecture, procurement strategy, vendor management, standards, outsourcing, insourcing, and organization structure. Strategies for staying updated with technology and translating them into clear IT initiatives with broad time frame, board approvals, IT strategy and policies must be approved by board, operational procedures, detailed operational procedure, especially for data center operation, must be detailed. Long range planning process. Now, structured approach for long range planning, considering organizational change, geographical distribution, technological evolution, cost, legal requirements, and more. And you must do an annual review of IT strategy and policies, considering changes in the business plan and IT environment. Conversion to short range plans. Regular convergence of long term IT strategy into short range plans for achievability must be done. Now, short range plans covers initiatives supporting long range plans, transition strategy, responsibility and achievement plans, enterprise architecture framework, establishment and maintenance of an enterprise architecture framework for optimal information creation, use and sharing, and ensuring integrity, flexibility, functionality, cost effectiveness, timeliness, security and resilience to failure. Enterprise data dictionary, maintaining an enterprise data dictionary, incorporating data syntax rules to promote common understanding among IT and business users. Classification scheme for data. So establishing of a classification scheme based on criticality and sensitivity of the enterprise data. Inclusion of data ownership, security level protection controls, and data retention requirements are part of collection scheme for data. Now, among all this, what is very important is the role of the CIO. Now, first of all, the question is, do you need a CIO? So, need of CIO as a key business player and part of executive decision making is a must. The CIO's role involves enabling business and technology and alignment with creditable operational experience and proven leadership. So, his roles involves this, and the right person should have all this. Integration of IT-related risks. Now, incorporation of IT-related risk into organizational-wide risk management policy is required. And integration of IT risk function to operational risk management function is a must. Some of the major issues in respect of control aspects. Now, key control aspect in IT governance are that whether your IT governance is in alignment with business strategy. So, you have to ensure that the major IT development projects align with the overall business strategy. Balanced IT investment. So, maintain a suitable balance between supporting existing operations and enabling growth through transformative infrastructure. Value delivery from IT assets. So, you manage IT-enabled investment programs and assets to maximize value. Focus on infrastructure supporting information creation and sharing. Emphasize flexibility and functionality, security and resilience. So, support comprehensive MIS for various business functions, project management, quality assurance, implement project management and quality assurance measures for timely and cost effective delivery. So, have project level steering committee so that you can track every project, and then that goes into an IT steering committee where you track and update them, and they in turn go to the board and explain to them. So, therefore, you will have an oversight right from the board to the project using the steering committee methodology, and you have to review and take appropriate action regarding non-performing or irrelevant IT projects that you may have taken, or relevant but now irrelevant. IT risk assessment and mitigation. So, you have to assess and mitigate IT risk to ensure stability and security of IT functions. Customer privacy compliance. Now, this has become very important in Data Protection Act being implemented. So, you have to implement measures to adhere to customer privacy requirement across jurisdiction. Compliance with legal requirement. So, we have to develop procedures to comply with legislative, regulatory and contractual requirements regarding system and software usage. Formal project risk assessment. So, we have to apply a formal risk project management approach with risk assessment for IT projects, especially for major initiatives. Now, this is important so that you have boundaries, you use good templates from project management approach, prepare a PERT CPM project and things like that, so that risk also you assign it very professionally and assess it very professionally and take appropriate action accordingly. Consideration of interdependence. So you recognize and address interdependencies between risk elements to prevent compromise of interconnected system and process. You do assessment of IT process integration, establish procedure to assess the integration and interoperability of complex IT processes. Use of performance measurement tools. So you have to consider tools like IT balance scorecard for performance measurement based on financial, customer satisfaction, process effectiveness and future capability metrics. And do IT governance maturity assessment. So assess the maturity levels of IT governance, set targets, implement action plans to achieve desired maturity levels. Effectiveness of IT governance. So the effectiveness of IT governance is gauged through predefined metrics, which are measurement parameters for events, activities and control. Achieve the desired value for metric indicators is a good practice. For example, if the metrics of IS steering committees and the policy requires monthly meeting, having 12 meetings achieves 100% compliance, while 9 meetings may be considered an acceptable result, resulting into 75% compliance. Dashboard serves as a visual tools, presenting a pictorial overview of policy success through various metrics. Different dashboards can be tailored for specific committees based on their roles. Importance of information system audits. So periodic audits from independent or external agencies are critical component of robust IT governance. Audits conducted by professional provide a clear view of the implementation of defined policies and procedures at operational level. Regular audits help identify outdated policies and suggestions from audits contribute to necessary amendments in existing policies. Audits facilitate the tracking and closure of non-compliance issues identified during the audit process, prompting maturity in governance practices. It is mandatory for regulated industries such as banking, payment card industries and publicly listed entities to ensure compliance with regulatory standards. The feedback and insights gained from audits enable organizations to continuously improve their governance practices and address the regulatory concerns, if any. So to summarize the whole thing, effective IT governance is very crucial for managing IT security within the organization. A well-defined organizational structure for IT governance is vital, without which it will be very ad hoc and you will not be able to manage it well. Clear identification of decision makers, stakeholders, and those accountable for various aspects of IT security is essential part of it. Robust IT governance involves meticulous development and communication of policies, procedures, and processes. Now, these governance elements provide framework guiding IT security initiatives. IT governance fosters a systematic approach to enhance organizational resilience against threats and vulnerabilities. So with that, we come to end of this chapter. Thank you for the listening.